Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Speech therapist Jana Hansen-Nolan and Jackie Lowe of Pella Regional Health Center join us on today's program to talk about a new baby sign language class coming to the hospital.
Well, we are here at Pella Regional Health Center today to talk about a very unique class that's coming up, a first of its kind here, at least at Pella Regional, that has to do with baby sign language. What is this class really all about?
We hope to work with parents and daycare providers and anyone looking to learn a little bit about baby signs as a way to get a jump start on early communication skills and early language skills, as well as bridge to spoken language.
Why is sign language important, especially in this age group that is just before they get to toddler age?
It's a great way to develop early language skills and build the foundation for later language development. It's also a great way to interact with your kids and kind of build that relationship as far as communication is concerned, yeah.
And why is sign language more effective at a younger age? Why is that something that is it what children do first typically?
While their vocabulary is still building, it's a great way for them to communicate until they have those words. So it helps eliminate some of those breakdowns, not all of them, but it will give them a way to communicate with you in a more effective way.
Also motor skills, some of those more large motor skills develop at a younger age than the fine motor skills needed for forming words with your mouth to speak them. So a lot of these kids will have the comprehension and know what they want to say, but not be able to actually produce the word orally. So using a gesture or a sign can be more doable at a younger age for some children.
Right.
Who are just some of the people that you think should either take this class or at least learn more about what baby sign language is?
I think if you're working with children ages 6 months and up, you can benefit from that. So parents is obviously a huge one, daycare providers, anybody who works with children one-on-one in the schools might benefit from this. Or if you just want to learn about it because you're expecting and want to just learn about sign language so that way you're ready to go when your little one arrives, I think that would be beneficial as well.
For the class itself, what are the things that you will be teaching that audience? What are the things that someone who walks in can expect to learn?
You can expect to learn a couple dozen basic signs that are easily incorporated into daily routines, just starter signs that we use a lot as parents and speech therapists that we expect other people would be able to utilize as well.
What are those common signs?
More is a huge one. All done. A lot of kids will pick up thank you, help, and maybe milk, eat, drink, and cookie. I have my son use cookie a lot. Can you think of any other ones?
Those are the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And those are pretty important. And I saw, as she was saying them, our listening audience couldn't see, but you were actually signing those to her to kind of remind her, which was kind of cool and kind of neat to see. And that's probably the important message, I'm sure, for these parents is that, all in all, I'm not saying it's easy, but it's probably something that's worth learning, I imagine.
Absolutely. I think it is. Again, we're both parents and have used these with our children over the years, and then we use them here at work on a daily basis, just as sometimes a visual support to spoken language, if not specifically as a sign.
Well, and this class is coming up soon on September 19th. What are some of the details about where it's going to be and why you want people to perhaps pre-register?
It's on Tuesday, September 19th at 7 o'clock in conference rooms A and B here at Pella Regional Health Center. There won't be childcare provided.
We're focusing more on teaching parents, and we would like you to pre-register so that we know how many packets to make to send you home with, so you have a reference. I always get home and have forgotten what I learned 5 minutes later, so it's always nice for me to have something that I can refer back to. So we do plan to send you home with a packet with the signs that we teach you so you can refer back to them, and that's why we need you to pre-register.
The class will be about 30 minutes long, and then we'll open up the room for questions if you have any.
Through this class, will you then have to teach your child these signs, or how does that process briefly? Is that kind of the next step after this class?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. And honestly, you don't necessarily have to teach your kids. Typically, if you just start using them in very specific instances in your daily routines, as you're doing it, your children typically imitate you. So sometimes just indirect exposure is going to be enough to get the ball rolling for some kids versus sitting down and directly teaching.
Mealtime is a great time to include a lot of the signs like more and eat and drink and help. But yeah, just incorporating those into your daily routines are going to be beneficial.
The baby sign language class will be held in conference room A and B at Pella Regional Health Center on Tuesday, September 19th at 7 p.m. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.